Yesterday we started to talk about some aspects regarding to the mitzvah of tzedakah, because the opening words in our parsha are v'yikhu li truma. Once again, this is a problematic statement that many of the mefarshim try to grapple with. Why does the Torah phrase this as v'yikhu li? It should be v'yidnu, and you as a collective Jewish people will contribute to the cause of the Melechas HaMishkan. Why does it say that you will take? And this is a question that is asked by the Mishnah, by the Medrash. And the Medrash answers, V'yikhu li ksiv, li hakesev v'li hazav ne'um Hashem tzevakos. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all of the gold and the silver, all the riches in the world, are really in His possession. It really all belongs to Him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God said, Hisnadvu v'asu HaMishkan, I'd like you to all contribute to the building and the construction of the Mishkan. V'al tomru, and don't say, Mikischem atem nosnim davar. Don't have the impression, which is a mistake, that you're giving this from your own contributions. Ki mishali hu hakol. Because everything really is mine. As the Pasuk says, Li hakesef v'li hazav ne'um Hashem tzevakos. And l'fika chamar, therefore it says, v'yikhu li. Therefore, when introducing us to this idea of contributing to the Mishkan, it doesn't say that you will give, but rather that you will take. Because ultimately, everything that you have in your life is taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this really is accentuated as well in the Mishnah and Meseches Avos in the third parak, where we're told, Tein lo mishalo. You should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything that really is His in the first place. Tein lo mishalo. She'ata v'shalcha shalo. Because everything that you are, all that you have, all that you represent, all of your accomplishments, are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anyway. And therefore the Medrash writes, the Mishnah says, that we should go out of our way to give it all back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately, that is where all of it stems from. And we have to understand that as we go into any gift of contribution to any kind of chesed that we do, we have to understand that all of that opportunity is given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos as well, Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaisa. And it's hard to understand exactly what that means, but the Rambam explains in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Shehamailos Lo Yagiu LaAdam Lefi Godel HaMaisa, Avalefi Rov Mispar HaMaisim. Says the Rambam that part of the opportunity that we have when being involved in any kind of charitable giving is, it's not so much how much money you give, but rather regulating oneself and training oneself to be a charitable kind of human being. And therefore the Rambam says, that's what the Mishnah teaches us, Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaisa. It doesn't matter how big of a check one may give or not give. It's more about a person being regulated into this kind of mindset that I should be a charitable human being. And to give often is going to, over time, change my whole framework, my whole mindset of how I interact with other people. Says the Rambam, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see from us as well. And this is what the Bartanura writes as well. Ifimasha Adam Kofel Umasmid Ba'asiya Satov. The more and more I regulate my personality to give and to do for others, Kach Schar Meruba. She'ena Doma Hacholek Me'ez Uhuven Metzdaka B'me'a Pamim. I come to Shul, I give a dollar in the Pushka every day, is more meaningful than to give $100 in one shot. Why? In the end of the day, the Shul's going to get the same amount of money. The answer is for myself. And that's what some explain is what it means as well. V'yikhu li truma. Understand that every time you are involved in the act of giving, you are really taking for yourself, because you are changing your entire perspective. You're changing your personality. You will become a different kind of person the more and more you regulate yourself to do these kinds of activities. And therefore, the more and more we get involved in such things, the more we're going to become better human beings overall. What I'd like to talk about today when we discuss the general topic of tzedakah is there such a thing as somebody giving to an unworthy cause? So every day we're all bombarded in the mail with all kinds of solicitations, and people stand outside of shul every day, and you have to ask yourself, how am I supposed to know? And what if I don't know? I'm giving charity because I'm a nice person, because when I get a letter in the mail, I think it's the right thing to do to send back some money for whatever it is that they have sent me, and I'm very compelled by the story. But is there such a thing as maybe that tzedakah that I'm giving is to an unworthy cause, and therefore it doesn't even count? Is there such a concept? And that is a frightening question to be asked, but we have to turn to the Navi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was one of the greatest Nevi'im, and he goes down in history as a very famous personality, but in his generation he was not celebrated at all. Yirmiyah had a very difficult life. Yirmiyah was not beloved by the people. He was not favored at all by them. Not only did they opposed to the fact that Yirmiyahu was so firm in the tochacha that he gave, and he was so strong about everything that he tried to convey to the Jewish community, they felt so uncomfortable with it that they ultimately ostracized him. They rejected all that he said, to the point that all of his detractors got together and claimed that he was a Navi HaSheker, that they all said it is impossible that Yirmiyahu really is a Navi Emes, because how can he give us some kind of revelation that God's own home, that the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be destroyed? That's impossible. If the Beis HaMikdash was built, and that is where the Ribono Shel Olam Shechina resides, how can you imagine that that is ever going to be abolished? How can you imagine that that is ever going to be destroyed? And therefore, they all got together and they decided it must be that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is a Navi HaSheker, and they decided to take matters into their own hands. They ratcheted up the whole story. Until the end, they throw him into a pit, and they want him to die there. And they want him to just live out the rest of his life there. He was going to starve to death. That was how unpleasant the relationship was between Yirmiyahu HaNavi and his generation. Yirmiyahu, as he's going through all of this torture, reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has the following conversation. This can be found in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Yud Ches, through Chav Gimel, where the Navi says the following. Vayomru, and he's recounting what his detractors said about him. L'chu v'nachshava al Yirmiyahu machshavos. Let us go and try to undermine Yirmiyahu. Let us try to undo everything that he is trying to accomplish. L'chu v'narkeo balashon v'al nakshiva el kol devarav. Let us hit him in his mouth. Let's knock out his teeth, whatever they had in mind. This way he won't be able to give any of these false prophecies anymore. We don't want to hear it. We've had enough musar from him. Hakshiva Hashem elai u'shma l'kol yirivi. God, I want you to take note of what I'm about to say, and I want you to take revenge from my enemies' plans that they have all ganged up against me. Ki karu shucha lenafshi, they have dug a pit for me, and they have thrown me into it. Zachar amdi lefanecha ledaber aleihem tova lahashiv es chamascha mehem. Do you not remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I was the one who stood up when you were so upset at the Jewish people and I tried to defend them? Don't you know I worked my entire life for you and for them, and now this is my end? And Yirmiyahu HaNavi has very strong claims against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Lachain, and because you know that I was all in L'Shem Shamayim, and none of this was for me, it was all for you, Lachain, he says, Tein as b'neim l'rav, I'd like you to pay them back a horrible retribution. I want them to pay the price for what they're doing to me. And what do I wish upon them? Again, this needs an explanation. Obviously, this was not a personal issue between Yirmiyahu and his detractors. But he said, this is a fight, L'Shem Shamayim, and we need to do whatever we can that people should believe in Nevi'im again. And therefore he says, Tein es b'neim l'rav, I ask you, God, please make sure that their children will die in a famine. V'hagerim al yidei cherev, and you should smite them. V'tiyena nesheim shakulos v'almanos, and I want that their children and their wives should be orphans and they should be widows. V'ansheim yugu haruge maves, all the men should be wiped out. Bachureim muke cherev b'malchama, all the young men should be killed out in battle. Tishama zakam ibatem, they should have so much suffering, so much tragedy in their life. Kisavi aleim gedud pisom, they're not going to know what hit them. There's going to be terrorism all over the place. They're not going to be able to sleep at night, and all of that is well-deserving, says Yirmiyahu. This is what he asked for. As if that wasn't enough, which is already extremely profound, what Yirmiyahu says, that what he's asking for is so extreme, but here he says, V'ata Hashem yadata es kol atzasam alai lamavis. You know good and well, God, what they had in mind for me. I don't need to convince you. You were well aware of all this all along. Al techaper al avonam v'chatasam ilfanecha. Don't ever forgive them, because they don't deserve to be forgiven, which is a concept we need to think about also. Is there such a thing that a person could do something so bad that they never have the right to forgiveness? Rabbi Bilich just sent me a video the other day. It was a fascinating video about a young child who, when he was a teenager, had murdered his father in Eretz Yisrael. Why did he murder his father? He came home from Miluim one day in Tzahal, and he saw how much his father was abusing his mother, and he lived with this his whole life. And he said it got to a point where the father was about to kill the mother, so he took matters into his own hands and he shot his own father. He ended up being thrown into jail. He was there for many, many years. And now he's out about 20 years later, and he made a whole turnaround in his life. And now he wants to be a mechanech. Now he wants to become a teacher. And the big debate in Eretz Yisrael is, can we forgive somebody who did something like that? In the end of the day, he's a murderer. But how long do you need to wait along to see that maybe it's possible that he changes ways? Can a person ever change their ways? Yirmiyahu HaNavi says there are some things that don't deserve a kapara ever. For what they tried to do to me, for all that they undermined my position in life, all that I tried to do for you, they deserve never to be forgiven. Fascinating concept. V'yiyu michsholim lifanecha. And then Yirmiyah adds, as if this was not enough, v'yiyu michsholim lifanecha. And I hope that they will stumble before you. So the Gemara finds this to be a very troubling statement. Yirmiyah just wished all the worst of horrors upon them. And he says, the children should die, Rachmana Litzlan, and the parents and the kids and the wives should be almanas and the children yisomim, everything horrible. And they should also stumble before you? Ask the Gemara, what does it mean? V'yihiyu michshalim lefanecha. This is a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Mai dechsiv, what does it mean? Yihiyu michshalim lefanecha, they should stumble before you. Amar Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyah says, I wish all of that upon them and more. Ribono shel olam, afilu b'sha sha'osim tzedakah. I have one final request. Even when this community of lowlives wants to do something good, even when they want to be charitable human beings and they want to give tzedakah, hechshilam b'vnei adam she'einan mehuganim. Make sure that they give the charity to an unworthy cause. Make sure that it doesn't get to the right place. Kedei shelo yikablu aleihem sachar. So, from the Gemara, it would seem that it's possible for a person to be a very generous, charitable human being, and yet if I give it to the wrong cause because I didn't do the proper homework, or because I was tricked into it, and it ends up in the wrong hands, there's some fraudster who tricked me into giving, there's some swindler who took my money, and I thought I was giving tzedakah, and it turns out I didn't, I am the one who gets no schar. Even though I think I'm such a generous person, and I gave the money away with a whole heart. But the Gemara seems to say that I get no schar for that because it ended up going to a place which was an unworthy cause. This is also what the Gemara seems to say in Baba Basra Daf Tes. And there the Gemara says, Kala Rodef Achar Hatzdaka, somebody who's Rodef, somebody who tries to be a generous human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Lo Moz Va'osabam Tzedakah. If you show that that's the kind of person you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you know what, you give away the money in the proper form, we're going to give you more in order that you should give away even more. Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Lo B'nei Adam Mehuganim Lasos Lahem Tzedakah. He says, no, God is not going to give you more money, but God is going to put the right people in front of you. He's going to give you more opportunity to do it in the right way, which means that there are many Balei Tzedakah who don't get it right, who unfortunately are tripped up with the wrong people, and it goes to the wrong causes. And that is a fascinating concept. Here I am, I think I'm doing the right thing. I'm giving away hard-earned money that it's painful for me to give away, and yet, if I don't have the right people who present themselves to me, it turns out that I haven't given anything. So I lost on all accounts. I'm going to get a punishment because I didn't give charity, and I get no schar because it didn't go to the right place either. Horrible. That's what the Gemara writes. In fact, there's a Gemara, the last daf in Masechta Sukkah, daf Memtes, where the Gemara says, when you compare and contrast Gemilas Chasadim with Tzedakah, are they the same? Are they different? So the Gemara says, Gemilas Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah. Why? Because the Pasuk says that when it talks about Gemilas Chasadim, it says, Katzru Lefi Chasad, that chopping down the harvesting, that is called a Chesed, and Ziru Lachem LeTzedakah, when I plant, that is called tzedakah. So what does planting have to do with charity, and what does harvesting have to do with gemilas chasadim? So the Ein Yaakov there explains the reason why is because when you plant, you never know what the outcome is going to be. Sometimes you could plant 100 seeds and nothing grows from it, and sometimes you have only one that comes out. He said that's the same with charity. You can give $100 all over the place to a bunch of different causes. It turns out only one of them was worthy. And therefore, that's like planting. When I do a chesed for somebody, there's no such thing as a fraudulent chesed. There's no such thing as being tricked into doing chesed. If you did a favor for somebody, if you made them feel good, if you helped them out in some way, you get credit for that. It doesn't matter what your intention was, what their intention was. In the end of the day, if they benefited from it, then it means you did the chesed. And therefore, the Ein Yaakov writes, that's what it means here when we're told that when you do a chesed, it's considered like kitzira. That's like harvesting, because you have the product in your hand. This minute you cut it down, it's yours. When you have an opportunity to give tzedakah, sometimes you have to realize that that's like zriya, that's like planting. Why? Because when one plants, you never know what the outcome is going to be. And this is why there's an important idea of before giving charity, one has to really look into it very carefully. On Purim, we know the halacha is kala poshet yad noslim. On Purim, we say you should try to be so overly generous that if people come into your house, don't start asking a million questions, don't start negotiating with them, just give, be nice, be friendly, be kind, more so than you would during the year. But that means during the year, you should be very careful. Not that we shouldn't give tzedakah, but that we need to give with a certain sense of responsibility. We need to understand that when you give charity, you're giving away the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted you. You are the gizbar, you are the banker who the Ribbono Shel Olam trusted with this money, and he wants it to go to the right causes. And therefore, like the Gemara says, if we show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're willing to give it to the right causes, and we will investigate and do the right kind of background check, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know, you are a good banker, you are a good person who knows how to do this responsibly, let me give you some more. Exactly what the Gemara writes. Why wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give you more? You're doing a great job at allocating his funds properly. He should have somebody like you do it more often and do it to more causes. And therefore, that's what the Gemara writes. So there is such a concept based on Yirmiyah HaNavi that it's referred to as Anshei Anasa. Sometimes you can have a person who is very well-intentioned, who wants to do the right thing, who wants to be charitable, and yet Yirmiyah HaNavi says if you get stuck with Misha Eina Mahugan, sometimes that could be a problem to the point that it is able to hold back the schar that I deserve for the charity that I thought I was giving.